From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is calling for Americans to, in his words, rise to the moment and support efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system, a goal that he says is crucial for the U.S. economy. Mr. Obama held another town hall meeting on the issue today at Grand Junction, Colorado. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president told a mostly supportive audience that it's vital the nation's health care system be fixed. He said he wants to help the tens of millions of people who are uninsured now get insurance and to protect people from rising premiums and limits on coverage due to pre-existing conditions. At times, it sounded like the presidential campaign all over again.
So if you want a different future, a brighter future, I need your help. I need you to stand for hope. I need you to knock on doors. I need you to spread the word. Because we are going to get this done this year. Thank you, Grand Junction.
He did get some pointed questions from people doubtful that private companies will be able to compete if a government insurance provider is set up. Don Gagne, NPR News, Grand Junction, Colorado.
Seven people were killed and nearly 100 others injured when a suicide bomber detonated a blast outside NATO headquarters in the capital of Afghanistan today. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
The Taliban were quick to claim responsibility for the blast outside the main gate of the sprawling NATO headquarters in the heart of Kabul. The bomber managed to pass through three checkpoints before detonating 600 pounds of explosives in the car. A Taliban spokesman told Reuters news agency the real target was the nearby U.S. embassy. A NATO spokesman says among the dead and injured are members of the coalition military force and young children who spend their days outside NATO headquarters selling sweets to Westerners. The city has recently come under rocket fire, but this is the worst attack here in Kabul since February. Security has increased ahead of Thursday's presidential election. Taliban militants said they will be targeting polling booths and have warned people not to take part in the elections. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
Democratic Senator Jim Webb of Virginia met in Myanmar today with the leader of that country's ruling junta, who promised to release a detained American. The man was sentenced to prison this week after swimming to the home of pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. He'll leave the country with Webb on Sunday. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is urging residents of the state to abide by mandatory evacuation orders in areas threatened by wildfires. The largest is in the Santa Cruz Mountains, where flames have spread over about 8 square miles of land, threatening hundreds of homes. California State Assemblyman Bill Monning says fire crews are blitzing the blaze around the clock.
There's firefighters from inmates from California prison system to professional CAL FIRE teams from all over the state. What they're doing now is rotating teams through these 24-hour shifts. They go out with food, fresh batteries, fueled trucks, and they're out on the lines.
This is NPR. Negotiators for the San Francisco Bay Area's commuter rail system and the union representing train operators and the station agents are trying to reach a deal to head off a strike next week. About 340,000 commuters use the system daily. Authorities in Mexico are investigating how inmates in a Durango state prison were able to smuggle in guns and start a riot that left 19 prisoners dead and 20 others wounded. James Bleers reports from Mexico City.
Officials say the riot, which also saw part of the jail set ablaze, happened at Gomez Palacio in the northern Mexican state of Durango, and that most of those killed were shot by weapons which had somehow been sneaked into the prison. State Public Safety Secretary Jorge Torres Castillo explained that drug cartel elements within the jail had acted as a catalyst, creating a time bomb. Parts of Durango have become a battleground for rival factions of the Sinaloa and Gulf drug cartels, which are feuding for multi-million dollar drug routes into the nearby United States. More than 13,000 people have died due to drug violence in Mexico since Felipe Calderon became president in December 2006. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Three Iraqi men who are herding cattle were killed today when they wandered into a mortar training exercise being conducted by U.S. troops near Baghdad. An 11-year-old boy was injured and is being treated at a U.S. military hospital. The sound of Canned Heat performing at Woodstock more than 40 years ago. Celebrations taking place all weekend. Some of the groups that played at Woodstock are back at the original site for a concert tonight. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.